It's time for a few frequently asked questions. There are lots of things that people want to know about the current Constitutional Court judgment, how it affects them and their firearms. And we have Martin Hood standing at the ready to answer some of these questions. Martin, can I hand my firearm in to a dealer instead of the police?
There's two answers to that. Many people have asked me, do I have to hand my firearm in to the police? Can I hand it to a licensed dealer in firearms? The answer is a very simple no, but I'll tell you why. Firstly, the police have blocked firearms with expired licenses on their system. So it's impossible to legally transfer that firearm. So it means you can't sell it. You can't donate it, and you can't transfer it in any way, even to a licensed dealer. If you take it to a dealer, he in all probability will say, no, I can't accept it because my possession of that firearm will also be illegal. The Constitutional Court made it absolutely clear in their decision that the only option available to you is to hand it into the police for destruction. It follows that the next question that you should be asking is, what's going to happen if I go and hand it into the police? Am I going to be arrested? How are the police going to respond to me? Now, I can answer that in two ways. The Constitutional Court said that we don't have a principle of strict liability in this country. So if you want to do the right thing, which is hand in the firearm to the police for destruction, the police should not prosecute you. They should accept that you're doing what the law requires, and they should facilitate it. There's no guarantees, however, and the best that I can recommend is if you are going to hand in your firearm, make sure that you go with someone that can act as a witness to ensure that there is fair play. Secondly, if you hand your firearm into the police, please ensure that it is properly documented. I've been asked hundreds of times, is it safe to hand my firearm to the police? Is it going to land up on the street in the hands of a criminal? The answer is it could, but that's not your problem. You cannot refuse to comply with the law because you believe that there's going to be an adverse consequence. So your responsibility ends when you've handed your firearm into the police and you have a proper receipt. There are two things that need to be done. The first is it needs to be properly entered into the SAP 13 register. And you can take a photograph with your smartphone and ensure that you've got a record of that. Secondly, the police must issue you with an official receipt. And you can insist on it. And if they do not, you go straight to the station commissioner, station commander, and you say, I want a proper receipt for my firearm, and you ensure that it is recorded in the incident book kept at the main desk that you handed in your firearm. The police have an obligation, in terms of the Firearms Control Act, to give you a receipt. Do not leave the police station without a receipt. There are many examples that I am personally aware of where police officers have taken in firearms and not recorded them. And those firearms have subsequently either been sold legally or illegally. For these reasons, you must have a receipt. Once you have a receipt, your responsibility for that firearm ends. It now becomes the responsibility of the police and you don't need to worry about it anymore.
Can someone else hand in my firearm on my behalf?
A license is personal to the license holder. In other words, only that person may possess, carry, and use that firearm. But there are many examples of where that person cannot personally hand in their firearm. People who are overseas, for example, people who are incapacitated. My experience is that if you talk to the police and explain to them before you take a firearm to a police station, and if you say to them, look, the person that is the license holder is overseas, they're only coming back next year, the license has expired, they have instructed me to find out what to do. If you talk to a policeman, your designated firearm officer, in most instances, in my experience, the designated firearm officer will say the following. We will accept the firearm. Please give us proof that the license holder has mandated you, has authorized you to do it, and we will gladly process it. So talk to the police first, explain the situation, and if you do so properly and reasonably, you'll get the right response.
Am I empowered to destroy, deactivate, hide, or otherwise get rid of my firearm myself?
Because many people are concerned about their firearms landing up in the hands of criminals, I'm often asked, can I deactivate my firearm in some way before I hand it into the police? The answer is no. It's a criminal offense to render a firearm inoperable. You are obligated to hand in your firearm as it is. If you take any step to destroy or damage that firearm, it's a very serious offense in terms of the Firearms Control Act. Many people have asked me, if I can't deactivate my firearm, must I hand in the complete firearm? The answer is no, you don't have to hand in your complete firearm. There are certain parts of a firearm that are controlled. With a handgun, it's the barrel, the frame, and the slide. If you choose to hand those parts of your firearm into the police, then you're still compliant with the legal requirements.
What if my license has expired and I haven't applied for renewal?
If you've let your license lapse and you haven't applied for renewal, you need to understand that the Constitutional Court decision directly affects you. You are illegally in possession of a firearm. It comes with two consequences. The first is that that firearm is illegal, and secondly, you potentially could be charged with a criminal offense.
Is there going to be any amnesty? And what would that entail?
I'm often very critical of the police and what they do and how they do things. And I'm going to give you a very good example of why I'm very outspoken against the police. I went through a process on behalf of a number of organizations last year where an amnesty was proposed and various processes, business processes, were developed in order to implement an amnesty. If one wants to be cynical, one could argue that the police wanted an amnesty to preempt the Constitutional Court's decision. However, whatever the reason, the police proposed an amnesty during the course of 2017, and they went so far as to obtain the approval of the Portfolio Committee on Police, and thereafter to submit it to Cabinet for approval, and the process is that Parliament must approve an amnesty. There is still talk about an amnesty, although the police have said both in public that there will not be an amnesty, that's the police spokesperson Vishnaidu, and the minister has said in the media that there will be an amnesty. But the reality is there is no amnesty. And that is one of the principal reasons why I say to you, lock up your firearm, do nothing until the police tell us what they're going to do.
How long before the expiry of a license must I apply?
There's conflicting views on how long you should apply to renew your license before it expires. The Act says 90 days, but it doesn't define what a day is. Many police stations also don't want to take renewal applications unless it's virtually or exactly on the 90 days. My advice is that you work on 90 working days, which means that it is approximately 4 months beforehand. So you must go to the police station with enough time to allow you, if necessary, to go back. Many people wait until the last moment, and then they find that the police officer who does firearm applications is not available, or they're on leave, and they walk out of the police station, and they haven't been able to renew their license. You need to give yourself sufficient time to either go to another police station or to wait until that designated firearm officer is available. So my advice is at least 4 months before your license expires, you should be in the police station and processing the documentation.
Will I have to redo my competency when my license expires?
How long is a competency certificate valid for? I have a lot of gray hairs, and if I'd been paid 10 rand for every time I'd been asked that question, I'd be a millionaire. There are conflicting views on how long a competency certificate is valid for, simply because the police amended the Firearms Control Act in such an obtuse way that it's capable of many different interpretations. So let's be practical. Every time you go to renew a firearm license, you must submit an application to renew your competency. The worst thing that can happen to you is that the police cancel the application for competency because they see that you have a valid competency certificate. But you must walk out of that police station with a receipt that says you applied to renew your competency. So, to put it simply, if you have a 5-year license, you go and renew it on 5 years. If you have 10-year licenses, you go and renew your competency along with your renewal application for your firearm license.
If you have a white card license and it's expired, you fall into the category of persons affected by the ruling, right? Your firearm is illegal and must be surrendered to the police. But what if I have a green card? And what if I have a green and a white card for that particular firearm?
There are differing opinions on the validity of green and white licenses and what happens if a person has got both. I've been critical of the police because they don't tell us what they think. One area where the police have made their attitude clear is as follows. If you transitioned from green to white, in other words, if you had a green license and you applied for and were given a white license, the police's attitude is very clear. You've given up your rights to your green license and you stand to be judged by your white license. So if your white license has expired, in the opinion of the police, and I want to stress that, then the white license determines whether you are legal or not. Many people raise the court order of Judge Prinsloo of 2009 that ruled that all green licenses are valid. And they argue that even if I have a white license, my green license is valid. That's an area of law that hasn't yet been definitively ruled upon. My view is that we need to listen to what the police have said. The police have said if you've chosen to go to white licenses, you've forsaken your green license. I'm not agreeing with that. What I'm saying to you is that we know what the police are going to do. The police are going to say to you, if you have a white license and it's expired, then you have to act in accordance with the Constitutional Court decision. Many people believe the green license is valid. It's an issue that I cannot give a definitive answer on.
Am I at risk if I keep my firearm, which has an expired license, awaiting the amnesty? Let's say I keep it in a safe at home.
A question I'm frequently asked is there going to be an amnesty? What's going to happen? Can I wait for the amnesty? Right now, the police haven't told us what they're going to do, either in terms of an amnesty or the taking in of these firearms. So my advice, lock your firearm away until either an amnesty is declared or the police contact you to surrender the firearm and don't use it in the meantime. All of the organizations that support firearm rights are lobbying for an amnesty. It's an incredibly practical way to deal with the dilemma of so many expired licenses. If you know someone that has any influence politically or otherwise, tell them we need an amnesty because it's going to be a way for all of us to get out of this situation with the least difficulty.
Can I apply for a new license?
One of the reasons why the police need to tell us what to do is because we can actually reduce their workload. And I'll give you a simple example. If I have an expired license and I do the right thing in the minds of the police and I go and hand in that firearm, can I apply for a new license? Yes, you can. My difficulty is the police won't tell us whether they're going to treat you as a normal applicant, in other words, a person that's got no black marks against their name, or if they're going to say, but you had an expired license and you broke the law, we can't give you another firearm license. There's a very strong need for the police to tell us what their policy is. It's going to help their workload and it's going to let us as firearm owners decide whether we agree with what they intend on doing or not.
Can I carry an expired firearm while we're waiting for the outcome of all of this in terms of clarity?
Don't carry your firearm if it has an expired license. If you get stopped by the police, the overwhelming probability is that they will arrest you. There's been numerous such examples already, and the police have made a number of public statements that they believe these firearms are illegal. So keep it locked up at home in a safe until we know what the police intend to do.
What if a part of my firearm is expired, like the barrel? What do I do about that?
There are certain types of firearms that have different licenses. If you take a rifle, for example, you can have one action and several barrels. If the barrel license expires, it does not make the entire firearm illegal, so you don't need to do anything with the rest of the firearm. If the police tell you that they want you to surrender your firearm, you surrender the barrel only.
This is CliffCentral.com.